open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so
everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. We are live. We broadcast live all over the world. So if you have a tablet, iPhone, iPad, computer, anything that can connect you to the internet, guess what? You can find us. All you have to do is go on over to the Trim Radio Network. If you ever want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us and we'll show you how easy it is to do. Plus, we have some great merchandise too. And that merchandise, you can follow your favorite show. And you know what? Sport our apparel, and it helps us stay on the air. So come on over to the Trim Radio Network, click the shop button down there, and I'll tell you what, you'll find all kinds of wonderful merchandise for every single show that we have. And we have a great array of shows, just a whole bunch, all the way from Fishing in Florida to Red Pill Reality Show, Take Point 22 Show, to Offsides, to Slobber Knocker, to Circle of Q, to Money and Change, just a whole variety, so many to list. Just come on over to the Trim Radio Network and check us out. The opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. We do have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. Call in, give us your opinion. We welcome that. Just no cussing, cursing, or anything else that is vile, because we just don't like that. We are a good family-oriented show, and we like to be a good Christian-based show. So I'll tell you what, let's just keep it at that. Anyway, that great song right there, Bring Me to Life, is perfect right here for Offsides. And I am your host, Michael Bejas, for this show. And right after this one is Slobberknocker with Austin Neely. Anyway, this one is college football's top 25 plus 5. And trust me, a lot of them need to be brought to life. Anyway, as we move along, we had some very, very close games this weekend. Very close. And just unbelievably, teams actually looked human that I thought wouldn't. One of those teams was Georgia. I mean, they barely escaped Missouri, 2-2. Whew! So, they are not my number one team this week. So let's take a look at how everybody did this week, because we're going to get right on into that. And as we get there right now, so here's what we had this week, and I'm just going to read off some top 25 scores that we had in week five. BYU Cougars was over the Utah State Aggies, 38-26. Washington Huskies, who were undefeated, well, guess what? Not anymore. The UCLA Bruins knocked them off 40-32. Michigan Wolverines, well, they're undefeated, and they won 27-14 over the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Oklahoma Sooners, they got blown out by the TCU Horned Frogs. So Texas Christian really did a number on them. Kansas State Wildcats took it to Texas Tech Red Raiders, 38-27. The Kentucky Wildcats, they fell to Ole Miss Rebels, who is now 5-0, and they fell from 19-22. Oregon State Beavers, well, they lost 42-16 to the Utah Utes. Ohio State Buckeyes absolutely rolled the Scarlet Knights, 49-10. Penn State Nittany Lions took it to Northwestern Wildcats, 17-7. And the Kansas Jayhawks, a 14-11 winner over the Iowa Cyclones. And here was a surprise one that I thought was going to be a little closer, but the Oklahoma State Cowboys, 36-25 winners over the Baylor Bears. And right now they look like they are getting ready. They're just destined to win the Big 12. Anyway, Wake Forest Demon Deacons, 31-21 winners over the Florida State Seminoles. And Alabama Crimson Tide, the elephant in the room, 49-26 winners over Arkansas Razorbacks. And Mississippi State Bulldogs really took it to Texas A&M, 42-24. I'm sure Jimbo Fisher had a long way home there. Syracuse Orangemen, 59-0 winners over Wagner Seahawks. And Clemson Tigers, a 30-20 winner over the North Carolina State Wolfpack. And the Georgia Bulldogs, who I were just mentioning before, 26-22 winners over the Missouri Tigers, who are 2-3. And the USC Trojans, 42-25 winners over the Sun Devils of Arizona State. And the Oregon Ducks, 45-27 winners over the Stanford Cardinal. And I got to tell you, so as I went through this and I was looking at the list, and I said, who is right now, health-wise, everything else, playing the best football? And I came to one conclusion. It's the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Ohio State Buckeyes right now are just playing good, solid football. And absolutely, they, in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they have really just come alive. That offense can attack you from all kinds of different directions, all kinds of different ways. And they're rolling along. And I think that at the end, they're going to be there. And that's what I believe. But we shall see. We've been wrong before, and we'll find out. But if they can run the table, get past Michigan, they're going to go. And they're going to be there. So I have Ohio State, the Bucks. They're playing nuts out football right now. a 49-10 winner, and they just dominant in every phase of the game. So very, very proud of them. Good job, Ohio State. Stay there. You're my new number one. And I'll tell you what, I have not been playing favoritism with this either, because Georgia has been my number one the whole way through. Well, Bama was for about the first week, 2 weeks, but you know how that goes. But Ohio State, you are the new number one. Number two, Alabama. But can the elephant in the room keep going without Bryce Young? Well, you know what? They were 49-26 winners. They looked pretty solid. They're just a fast, big, strong football team. And Bama does what Bama does, and they win. And they constantly win. And they're probably the most consistent football team in the last decade. So, you know, Bama is my number two team right now. Georgia, I'm sorry, but you dropped two spots. There is no reason you had a close game to Missouri. I know teams get pumped up to play another team during the season and everything else, but they looked completely off, confused, not as fast as what I expected Georgia to look. Georgia is usually just crazy fast and everything, but they looked beatable last week and by a 2-2 Missouri team. So you dropped to number three. And as much as I hate to say this, and most people know me, Teton. Yeah, that team up north. I'll tell you what, they are looking very good. They had a 27-14 win over Iowa, and Iowa's got a good defense. They have no offense, but they have a great defense. And the fact that Iowa kept them 27 points was impressive to me. So that tells me that the offense isn't flowing maybe as good as Jim Harbaugh like, but very tough team. So I expect that to be a game. Oh, boy. But we have Penn State coming up for them. And is that a trap game? We'll have to see, because Penn State is good in their own right. Number five, Clemson. I'm convinced Clemson has swallowed a horseshoe, a lucky horseshoe, because some of the wins that they've pulled off in recent weeks and everything, the ACC is a lot stronger than what it used to be, and they have come up with some good wins. They really have. And getting by Wake Forest was tough. So, Clemson is at my number five team right now. They find a way to win. Dabo Sweeney has them pumped up for every game. He's a good coach, and they're starting to gel a little bit. We're going to have to see how they do, but I see a glimmer of hope. And right there, you could switch Michigan and Clemson at any point. Both of them are very good teams. Both of them could end up in the playoffs very easy. The next team, number six, USC. Hard to read them. I have to see. They're playing great ball right now. 42-25 win. it really wasn't close. They're just playing tough, tough ball. And, they could slide in there. Really, the top eight teams, any one of the top eight teams could slide into the playoffs. It's really dependent from number four to number eight, which team is going to muster up enough points at the end of the season to get in there. Because the next team, Tennessee, if they get past LSU, you have a Tennessee team that's undefeated going against an Alabama team that is undefeated. And Bama has those times where they, this is a very, very fast Tennessee team. Hooker is one incredible quarterback. He throws the ball, it's on time, it's precise, it's right where it needs to be, and he can take off on you. So you get Bama without a quarterback, and Tennessee has one, that could pose a lot of problems for Alabama, really. And I think that Tennessee gets past LSU this week. And College Game Day is going to be at Tennessee, Alabama the following week. That's who they're going to be sporting. You watch. So Tennessee is number seven. And really, I'm not sure, but Tennessee keeps playing the way that they're playing, they could easily be in the playoffs. Number eight, Oklahoma State. The Cowboys are playing great ball right now. It's a 36-25 win. It wasn't a huge convincing win, But the Baylor Bears aren't an easy team to beat either. Very fast, and they have – you just don't know who's going to show up with them this year. And that's the thing. Baylor Bears show up, and all of a sudden they're great, and then, well, nobody else is. But Oklahoma State has been very consistent. So good job to Oklahoma State. The Cowboys, they're tough. Penn State, can you take down Teton? Yeah, you won 17-7, but you know, if you look at the competition in that one, shouldn't you have won by a lot more? So it's going to be very interesting to see. This is going to be a great game. It's coming up. It's a good game. We're going to see how Penn State does. We'll see how, you know, Michigan does, and then we'll talk about that afterward. Utah, the Utes, well, they're plugging right along. I'm going to tell you, after they lost that first game, Florida, which I really don't think they should have, but they did. It is what it is. But they've been very consistent, and they're moving right along, and they really want the Pac-12. They don't want to be out of this thing, so they're playing like it too. Number 11, Ole Miss, 22-19 winners, and another great game. You know, Kentucky brought the game, but they didn't bring enough, and that's all there was to it. But Ole Miss looking for real, and they're at my number 11. Number 12, Oregon. Ever since that embarrassing loss to Georgia, they have managed to string along four wins, and this was no exception, 45-27 winners. So it's going to be interesting with Utah, UCLA, USC, and Oregon. And we're going to see, but one of those four is going to come out on top. And we're going to have to see. Oregon's very speedy. They're starting to gel. And we're going to see where they're going to be. It's going to be very interesting. Number 14, Wake Forest. 31-21 winners. And Wake Forest is, you know, they're going to a good bowl. They're going to go to a good bowl. And they're going to be a tough, tough opponent for somebody. Number 15, North Carolina State. They took it on the chin from Clemson. And it wasn't bad, but it wasn't. You got to win those games. And I thought that NC State might be able to win the conference, but Clemson took it away from them 30-20. So, again, this is going to be the ACC has got some great competition going on inside now. A lot more than what I give them credit for in the past because they were a weak conference. But it turns out this year they're looking pretty good. So, number 16, TCU, Texas Christian. Here we go, 55-24 winners. Good team, fast, and again, always at the top of the conference. And there they are again. So we're going to have to take a look and see how everything goes with them. 17, this is the team that I don't know what to think of yet. They're undefeated. They are good. They are fast. But UCLA, they were winners 40-32. And number 18, BYU, 38-26 winners. Number 19, Kansas, 14-11 winners. And they're looking good. I mean, you know, you've got these teams that, you know, they're undefeated or they have one loss, but it's really starting to show up now in the top 25. Can they hang on? We're going to find out. Syracuse, undefeated, 59-0 winners. Hey, you know, it was over a team that doesn't, no one's ever heard of really before, but they did what they had to do. You go on out there, you win those games big. I'm sorry, you get credit for it. Number 21, K-State, 37-28 winners. And K-State looks tough. So, you know, all of these conferences, all of a sudden, teams that normally aren't really there are there. Number 22, I've got Cincinnati, and they look awful good. But Luke Fickell has them going. He is a great defensive man, but he's a head coach, but he very solid team. And he gets the recruits. So he steals a few from Ohio State, Michigan, and the other, you know, Big Ten schools. He's got the recruits. And they're young. So I expect them to do nothing but get better next year, especially. So Cincinnati, you're at number 22. 23, LSU. Well, we're going to find out what they're made of because they've got Tennessee coming up, and I don't believe that they will be able to handle Tennessee. I just don't believe it. I think that Tennessee is going to play tough football, and you're going to see what Hooker can do. Evan Hooker, he's something else, boy, and it's going to be fun watching him. Number 24, Washington. You lost, and you lost in a big way. Whew, boy, did you lose. So, for right now, this is where you're at. Lose again, you're out. That's just the way it goes, but come on, Huskies. I wasn't sure what to make of you. I thought you'd make it a lot closer. It was not. And 25, Minnesota. And Minnesota is there. We're going to keep them there, and we'll know more about them after the next week or two, and we'll be able to do that. Number 26, you'll know out of the top 25, but I'm not going to give up on Brett Venables because he's a new coach. He's a great defensive guy, so it's going to be very interesting. Let's see what kind of a coach he is. He's either going to make these kids rise up and earn their scholarships, or they're going to crumble and fall. But for right now, I'm going to keep him at 26. 27, people are going to hate me for this. Florida State, yeah, you have one loss. But, again, give me another one, you're in the top 25 for sure. 28, James Madison. Good team. Nobody really hears of them. Playing good football. Number 29, North Carolina. And lastly, number 30 is Central Florida. And that is my top 25 plus 5 for this week. And coming up right after this is going to be a slobber knocker. It's pro football. And we have a lot of interesting stuff going on with that too. But Austin and I share this time, so we're going to be tuning into him in just a few minutes. You know, I love some of the different games that are coming up this week, and we're going to take a look at this week. Here we go, week 6. I mean, we've got Michigan at an Indiana team, 3-2, Michigan 5-0. Michigan should be able to handle that. TCU is going against Kansas Jayhawks. Now, we've got 5-0 going against 4-0. To be honest with you, I really like TCU in this game because I think of the speed. And the game I told you about, and here we have Tennessee Volunteers at LSU Tigers. I like Tennessee at this one. Arkansas Razorbacks at the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Guess what? I think Arkansas bounces back. They beat Mississippi State Bulldogs. Mississippi State Bulldogs goes to 4-2. Arkansas goes to 4-2. Here's a great game that's coming up at 3:30 this week, and it's UCLA Bruins and Utah Utes. And Utah Utes are at the Bruins. We're going to find out how good Utah is, but I have a feeling that they can take on the Bruins. It'll be a very close game. I think they both end up 5-1. Texas Tech Red Raiders are going against the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and I like the Cowboys in this one. They go to 5-0. Auburn Tigers are going against the Georgia Bulldogs at Georgia. I think Georgia hangs on to this one. They were a little embarrassed by that Missouri game. And, you know, Auburn's a 3-2 team, but they can always be that dangerous team. So this will be very interesting, but I think Georgia takes this game. Washington Huskies 4-1 at the Arizona State Sun Devils. I'll take the Washington Huskies. The Buckeyes of Ohio State are going on up to Michigan State Spartans. And I like the Buckeyes in that one. Old Miss Rebels at 5-0 at the Vanderbilt Commodores. And Vanderbilt is going to go, well, they're going to go 3-3. Washington State Cougars at 4-1 are going to go against the USC Trojans, and I like the Trojans in this one. They're going to go to 6-0 and become a bowl eligible this week. Here we go to the next one. The Clemson Tigers 5-0 at Boston College at the Eagles, and Clemson is going to become bowl eligible this week. Wake Forest Demon Deacons at 4-1 is going against the Army Black Knights, and Wake Forest should win that game. They're going to be 5-1. Kansas State Wildcats going against the Iowa State Cyclones. I like Kansas State Wildcats. They will go to 5-1. The South Carolina Gamecocks are at the Kentucky Wildcats, and I know everybody loves Kentucky, but I'm going to tell you, South Carolina has lost to Kentucky like 4 or 5 years, just for whatever reason, and they never used to lose this game, and all of a sudden they started losing this game. Shane Beamer really needs to keep this team on track. He's going to have to be 4-2 at this point. The only way to do that is to give Kentucky a loss, which would make them 4-2 also. So, while I think South Carolina has the talent, I like Kentucky in this one, but I think South Carolina can upset Kentucky. You catch them after they lost their first game, catch them on a little down note, and let's see what happens. But come on, Gamecocks. BYU Cougars are going against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. This is a tough call. This is a tough call because even though BYU statistically is a better team than Notre Dame, Notre Dame is they're tough. So it's gonna be interesting to see. Let's see if Notre Dame can get to 3-2 and turn BYU into 4-2. Florida State against North Carolina State Wolfpack. Well, North Carolina State is favored to win this game, but we're going to find out what the Seminoles are made of. We're going to find out that this week, if they belong or if they don't belong. I think the Wolfpack takes this game, but we shall see. Texas A&M against Alabama. Alabama is going to destroy them. So we'll just go from there. And, of course, the Oregon Ducks at 4-1 are going against the Arizona Wildcats at 3-2. I like Oregon in this one. I think they're just going to run all over them, and they're just way too fast for Arizona. So, anyway, that's it for me, and we're going to switch you on over to Austin Neely and Slobberknockle. And I'll tell you what, folks, we'll get back to everything this next week and see if we're right, if we're wrong. And you guys can always call in. If you don't like my opinion, call in, but we're going to have a little fun with it. And until then, I'll see you next time. And up next, right here on Trim Radio Network, Austin Neely, Slobberknocker.